It's 70 degrees and sunny in Nashville. It's getting hotter and more humid yet again. Today, we expect a high in the low 90s with a heat index right below 100 degrees. Good morning, I'm Mina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A portion of Interstate 65 north of Nashville has been shut down this morning due to a semi-truck fire. Live cameras show the blaze in the southbound lanes near Bethel Road has not yet been contained. Traffic is entirely stopped while crews respond. There's no indication yet of how long it may take to resolve the problem. A bill before Nashville's Metro Council could ban right turns at red lights in the city's urban center. The proposal comes in response to a series of pedestrian deaths this year, including a collision on Broadway this past weekend that killed an Australian tourist and injured three more people. The Tennessean reports the bill would allow the Nashville Department of Transportation to decide which intersections in the Urban Services District should continue to allow right turns on red, but only after conducting a safety study showing that it would not endanger pedestrians and cyclists. The city of Clarksville may put a pause on residential development along one of its busiest corridors. During a recent city council meeting, members set a proposal to rezone nearly 2.5 acres for 30 residential units along Gibbs Lane and Trenton Road could make a bad situation worse. Fox 17 reports some council members pushed back on the idea. They say Trenton Road is already too congested. The town's planning staff say the existing transportation infrastructure is inadequate to support more traffic. Even though there are plans to improve Trenton Road, council members are questioning whether additional housing projects will just add to the congestion. Students and researchers at Belmont University will soon be able to hold the works of Johnny Cash in their hands.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Belmont recently acquired an $8.6 million collection of Johnny Cash's personal archives. It includes correspondence with fellow artists, personal notes, photographs, handwritten lyrics, and cassette tapes made by the country music legend. The material will be available for viewing by appointment in a secure reading room in the future Johnny Cash Learning Center, which is going up on Music Row as part of Belmont's Mike Curb College of Entertainment and Music Business. A digital collection will be integrated into Belmont's curriculum and available online. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.